Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz said it the best.
In the last 2 days, we've seen a remarkable development.
We have seen big tech. We've seen Twitter and Facebook actively interfering in this election in a way that has no precedent in the history of our country. Yesterday, the New York Post broke a story alleging serious corruption of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden concerning Ukraine. The allegations in the New York Post story, if true, indicate that Vice President Biden lied when he said he had never discussed his son's business dealings. That story, once the New York Post broke it, was blocked by Twitter and Facebook. Anyone who attempted to share it was prevented from sharing it on Twitter or Facebook. The New York Post itself, when it attempted to put out its story, was blocked on Twitter and Facebook. The New York Post has the fourth largest circulation of any newspaper in this country. Never before have we seen active censorship of a major press publication with serious allegations of corruption of one of the two candidates for president. That was last night. This morning, the story escalated and got even worse. The New York Post broke a second story of a series of emails that indicate yet more corruption. In this instance, the Biden family receiving millions of dollars from communist China government officials. Just minutes ago, I tried to share that story on Twitter. And Twitter is actively blocking right now, this instant, stories from the New York Post alleging corruption and the Biden family receiving millions of dollars from communist China. This is election interference, and we are 19 days out from an election. It has no precedent in the history of democracy. The Senate Judiciary Committee wants to know what the hell is going on. Chairman Lindsey Graham and I have discussed this at length, and the committee today will be noticing a markup on Tuesday to issue a subpoena to Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee next Friday, to come before this committee and the American people and explain why Twitter is abusing their corporate power to silence the press and to cover up allegations of corruption. But Twitter and Facebook and big tech billionaires don't get to censor political speech and actively interfere in the election. That's what they're doing right now.
Hi, welcome to today's Battleground Podcast. This is war, and the sooner we recognize it, the better. This is not a war we have the option to just not participate in. You don't get to get out of it by just saying, I'm not going to have a Twitter account. I'm not going to have a Facebook account. This is just the beginning. You don't get to opt out. You have to live in the world they're creating. Because you may not get your news from social media, but according to the Pew Research Center, 62% of adults in the United States get their news from social media, as well as 3/4 who say they get their news from email or social media site updates. In other words, it all comes from social media. And the results of that, well, they occur at the election. You got to live with them. So when you say, well, I'll just delete my account, all you're doing is centering yourself for them. The elites don't just intend to influence the outcome of this election. They intend to control information as we know it. Why do they need to do that? Because of what they have planned for after the election is so radical that if we still had a free flow of information, the kind we had up until the 2016 election on social media and on the internet, they couldn't accomplish it because people would be able to organize. That's the key. Keep us from organizing, because what is coming next is a true change to our country, changes to our institutions that are unparalleled, have never happened before in U.S. history. To accomplish them, they'll need a control of the flow of information that we've never had before in U.S. history, just as Ted Cruz said. Remember what the goal is here. Alim Bakari told us on the podcast a few weeks ago. He's the author of Deleted. The goal is to completely wipe conservatism off the internet, off social media, and finally out of the culture, to rip it up by the roots, and they can do it. To completely disassemble any kind of movement opposing any of this before it can get started. Remember what he said? His sources tell him inside Silicon Valley, they have already implemented a social credit style system like the Chinese. You have a credit score. You're rated not just on what you do on Twitter or on Facebook, but also on what you do off of those platforms, and even if you've never even been on those platforms. Those scores are then used to interfere with your right to assemble, to come together. Whether that's putting an announcement out about a meeting because you're going to go protest the COVID lockdown. Remember, Facebook was taking those meeting notices, protest notices off of Facebook, all the way to it's going to affect your ability to advertise your business. Whether that's on Facebook or in Google algorithms. This takedown of the New York Post's now two stories is just a part of that much bigger system, much bigger picture. Here's Alim Bakari.
The way I would sum it up is big tech essentially has the ability to turn the volume up or down on entire political movements. And that's what they've been doing to the Trump movement over the past 4 years. They've been turning the volume down by overtly by censoring, you know, the top Trump supporters on social media, ranging from Alex Jones to Paul Joseph Watson to Laura Loomer. You know, these were huge people with millions of followers just completely purged from these platforms. And that has a huge effect in stopping conservatives from accessing information, from being able to network with other conservatives, being able to organize. But the even more dangerous thing is the covert censorship, which is the algorithmic suppression. That's a suppression of search results. That's people not essentially not going as viral as they could be going viral if, you know, that was decided organically. That's what determines what appears at the top of your feed on Facebook and Twitter. And tech companies essentially can have trained their algorithms to recognize people based on, you know, patterns of speech, the types of links they share, the types of issues they talk about, and they can use that to suppress entire movements at the same time.
So it's against that backdrop that you can see what's happening. The press secretary for the President of the United States of America, Kayleigh McEnany's account's locked down right now. The New York Post account is locked down right now in punishment for telling the truth. They have the actual emails. They got them completely legally. Unlike the New York Times, which got Trump's tax returns illegally. It was illegal to leak them. We heard nothing about leaking from Twitter at that point. But all of a sudden, Jack's now saying sanctimoniously, the CEO of Twitter, oh, we can't take anything that's leaked. We can't. Nothing was leaked. According to the contract, at the time that Hunter Biden dropped off the laptop, if he did not pay for the repairs and left the computer past a certain time, it belongs to the owner. Those are his emails. That's his hard drive. That's his computer. There was no hacking and there is no leaking. Even crazier, less than 3 weeks before the presidential election, Twitter locked Trump's campaign account down. Now, those of you who've been with me for 4 years know I told you I said in the final weeks of the election, they would take his campaign account. I told you this in November of 2016. You wouldn't be blamed for thinking I'm psychic. I just know these people. I told you we'd all be locked down. And if we lose, the lockdowns will never end. They will only get worse. So people text me, well, we'll get together and we're all going to take our guns and we'll... How are you going to get together? How are you going to do that? Smoke signals? How's that going to work? See the disadvantage we're at here? Especially when groups like Antifa are allowed to organize on Twitter and on Facebook and even to engage in violent rhetoric and planning there. The most chilling thing I've read so far today was this text by the editor, an editor, I should say, at the New York Post, the one who oversaw the story. Here's what he tweeted about the lockdown of the New York Post Twitter account. This is from his own Twitter account. Here's what he said. This is a big tech information coup. This is a digital civil war. I, an editor at the New York Post, one of the nation's largest papers by circulation, can't post one of our own stories that details corruption by a major party presidential candidate, Biden. But the implications here are so much bigger. I'll explain in just a minute when we return.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We've just learned that Hunter Biden sold to the Chinese a guy who was the head of a whole big holding company who was affiliated with the Chinese Intel Service and the Chinese military, who was subsequently disappeared. That Hunter Biden in emails was negotiating a $30 million payday, which it appears that he got. We'll see. A $30 million payday just for a quote unquote introduction to Joe Biden. Okay. Why would they need that? Joe meets the highest ranking Chinese officials possible as a vice president. He's met them all. He's already been introduced. What is this? Rudy Giuliani explained it. He said what this is essentially a honey trap. You take the money from the Chinese and they own you. They've got blackmail ability. They can control you. What's interesting, according to the London Daily Mail, one of the two big dailies in the UK, here's a headline on the article. Second batch of smoking gun emails reveal Hunter Biden's dealing with disappeared Chinese energy company chairman about his $30 million consultancy fee for introductions alone. Okay. One of the patterns you can see in here, he refers to his father as the big guy. That's how he's referred to him across all these emails. That's who he's talking about. In this, it says of the $30 million fee that the big guy gets 10%. Where'd that money go? FBI don't care, obviously. DOJ doesn't care, obviously. So that's the significance of that. You take this money and then you. This is why Joe was running around saying China was great. He didn't see the big deal. And it's now clear why. He was paid not to. Listen to him tell you how he's not going to interfere with China on our behalf.
The fact of the matter is we can do all we need to do without punishing anybody. Anybody. China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man. They can't even figure out how to deal with the fact that they have this great division between the China Sea and the mountains in the east, I mean, in the west. They can't figure out how they're going to deal with the corruption that exists within the system. I mean, they're not bad folks, but guess what? They're not competition for us.
You'd love them, too, if they gave your family $30 million. Hunter's share, by the way, was 20%. I guess you get paid more if you're the bagman. Here's Trump attorney and former New York mayor Rudy Giuliani. He was the one that the terrified Mac store owner passed, thank God, the hard drive and the emails to.
Biden should really drop out from the ticket. He's such a big criminal.
Well, that's not going to happen, Rudy, but I take your point.
Wait until you see the Chinese stuff.
Okay. We'll see. When will we see that?
Okay. Soon.
Okay.
Let themselves burn themselves out attacking this. Just as guilty is the media. The media has known this for 2.5 years. The FBI has known this for 2.5 years. And the Justice Department has known this for 2.5 years. And they never sought to investigate it. So there are implications to this that go way beyond just Joe Biden.
Yes,
they go
are.
To,
sure.
You know, what kind of law enforcement do we have in America? And how can you do these horrible things to Republicans based on nothing and not even investigate what is a smoking gun, maybe 10 smoking guns, showing that the Biden family has been pulling down millions every time Obama sent them anywhere?
Good Lord.
But strap on your seatbelts, folks. Rudy Giuliani says there's more, much more. And like in the case of the Ukraine and China situations, there's emails to prove it all.
It's probably the biggest, highest level scandal so far this century. It happens at the highest levels of two governments, the United States and Ukraine. It's clear that Biden bribed the president of Ukraine to drop the case on his son and on Mykola Zloshevsky, the multi-billionaire who was paying him. And then it's going to move on to China and Iraq, where similar things happened. And in China, there was much more money involved, much more. The Biden family has for 5 years been business partners, either with the Chinese government or with high-level members of the Chinese Communist Party. Beyond being bribes, they have enormous implications for our national security. The question is, why did no one in the Obama administration pick this up if they were watching out for our national security? There are numerous compromising photographs of the kind that will be hard to publish, but you know the Chinese has every single one of them. If the Chinese didn't have these compromising photographs, we wouldn't have to worry about China. They'd be a small intelligence player. So among other things, they made millions, about 8 to 14 million in Ukraine. They got one-third of a $1.5 billion deal in Iraq for his brother James. And then, counting conservatively, about 30 million out of China from either the Bank of China, a company called CEFC, and about five other companies. Everything I'm telling you is in texts, emails.
Good Lord.
I don't know what they're going to do with it. I mean, they're going to probably say these texts are manufactured. They come from Russia. I'm crazy. Well, I've lost my mind. I mean, they've tried to put me in jail. They've tried to destroy my reputation. They just tried to destroy my business. For me, this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to bring out corruption that hurts my country. And frankly, Stu, I started this defending my client, the president. Now can I not only prove he's not guilty, I can prove he's innocent and the other people committed the crimes.
Giuliani's talking about having represented Trump, remember, in the impeachment. Remember what he was impeached for? Trying to investigate Joe Biden's, what we now know, extreme corruption in Ukraine, where they took the payoff. They had the meeting with the top-level Burisma exec. The executive even writes that he wants to use Joe's influence, and then Joe does it. Joe gets the prosecutor fired. Incredibly, today, the Washington Post was trying to argue that actually it was untrue. Joe didn't get the prosecutor fired. Let's take a listen to how Joe feels about that issue. Did Joe get the prosecutor fired? And did he use $1 billion in federal aid, your tax dollars, withholding it to do it?
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. Said, "No," I said, "I'm not going to. We're not going to give you the $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, "I said, call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion." I said, "You're not getting the $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here." And I think it was about 6 hours. I looked. I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." Oh, son of a bitch! Got fired.
So what exactly was Joe doing here? Rudy Giuliani, who provided the emails and the text that he got from the Mac store owner, the Mac repair store owner, explains.
I'm going to read you the email so that our viewers can see it as well as you are. You've probably seen it already, I'm sure.
Sure, go ahead.
This was sent by a Burisma advisor in 2015. It says, "Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together." Rudy, would you describe that as a smoking gun?
Yeah, it's about as damaging as it can be. Remember, Biden denied knowing anything about Burisma. Biden denied numerous times knowing anything about his son's foreign dealings, which, of course, it's incredible. I don't know, only because the media covers it up, did anybody believe it. But that says very clearly that Biden met with the, I think he's the number two or three guy in the most crooked company in Ukraine. The owner of the company was then in exile. He had stolen $5 billion. And Joe's job really was to use his influence on the president of the Ukraine to save the man's business. And the payments to Hunter were directed to Joe. Hunter's money, half of which went to Joe. I think further emails and texts will bring that out even more clearly.
All right, finally, on a totally different subject, I want to wrap the show up with this because this is crazy. In fact, one of the things they're going to admit after the election, as COVID, you know, winds down, among the other things they'll finally admit, is that these masks never worked. The reason I know that is because we've done dozens of studies on this since the early 1900s. In fact, the first one was done in 1919. They're almost useless to stop the spread of viruses. We know that. And back when it was okay to tell the truth about that, the head of the CDC did. Take a listen. This is him, Dr. Robert Redfield, 6 months ago.
Should you wear a mask if you're healthy?
No.
But last month, Dr. Redfield would reverse course and say the complete opposite. Masks were more important to the wearer for protection than vaccines. Get the sense they're making this up as they go along? I've always thought that. In response to a report Tucker Carlson did on his show, I covered it too, about that incredible CDC study showing that 70% of people who got COVID said they wore a mask always, and another 15% said they wore a mask most of the time. That must mean masks don't work so well. Yeah, well, he did the CDC study on his show and asked that very question. CDC sent him a correction that said, "Oh, we never said masks protect the wearer." What? Yep, that's from the statement the CDC sent Tucker Carlson. Quote, "At no time has CDC guidance suggested that masks were intended to protect the wearers." Here's Tucker Carlson reacting to that. It's today's epic rant, and it wraps up the podcast.
The spokesman said this, quote, "At no time has CDC guidance suggested that masks were intended to protect the wearers." Huh? At no time has the CDC suggested that masks were intended to protect people who wear masks. That's what they said tonight. Now, that would be news to the director of the CDC, Robert Redfield. Here he was last month.
"I might even go so far as to say that this face mask is more guaranteed to protect me against COVID than when I take a COVID vaccine."
This is the CDC? They're protecting us from this pandemic? They don't even know what their own director is saying. But whatever you do, don't question public health experts. Facebook and Twitter and Google will shut you down. Just put your mask on and obey.
Thank you for listening to the Battleground Podcast. Please subscribe and share with like-minded friends and family across the country.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on radio.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Be sure to share with your friends and family. Thank you for listening.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.